Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Makos Daf Tes, Makos 9b, pagination is 18. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is in the wide lines, about 8 lines down. Leheichan Golin, where would this person who killed by mistake go to exile? It wasn't simply that he's got to move to a different city, but there's a specific methodology to it. La'are Miklat, he has to go to one of the cities of refuge. Now, the classic cities of refuge are 6. L'shalosha be'ever ha'yardain, there were 3 on the other side of the Jordan, Transjordan, outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, as it was typically known. The lands we're describing are those that were given to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, u'l'shalosh shebe'eretz Canaan, or the other 3, which are in what we're calling the land of Canaan, the land that was conquered by Yehoshua, what we call Eretz Yisrael proper. Shenemar eshlosh ha'arim titnu me'ever la'yardein, ve'shalosh ha'arim titnu be'eretz Canaan, precisely as the pasuk describes. 3 and 3. Indeed, the Gemara will comment that the area of the 2.5 tribes had 3 cities of refuge because, unfortunately, this killing by mistake was more frequent over there. For whatever reason, they were more vulnerable, they didn't have as much protection, they were more careless, whatever it is, but somehow they were more susceptible to this problem. And the area of land that was covered by the rest of the Jewish people also had 3 cities designated. In addition, though, the cities of the Levium also qualified. Says the Mishnah, Ad shalom nivcharu shalosha be'eretz Yisrael, until the 3 in Eretz Yisrael were designated, lo hayu shalosha be'ever ha'yarden koltos, the 3 that were over the Jordan, which were appointed, designated earlier, they're not going to work yet. Shenemar sheish are miklat tihiyeno. It has to be all 6 in order to be able to work, you know, like a minion. It's got to be, in this case, 6. Achiu shashton koltos ka'achas, until all 6 are in working order. The Gemara, which you could glance ahead on the facing page, midway of the wide lines in the beginning of a line, in the name of Rabbi Sima'i, the Pasuk in Kohelet says, Oev kesef lo yispa kesef, a person who loves money will never be satisfied by money, and that's an analogy to a person who's head over heels about something. No matter how much you give him, he continues to want more of that thing, whatever his area of interest is. So we describe it by money, but the same thing is going to be by mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Oif kesef, lo yispa kesef, ze Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an example referring to Moshe. Shayu Yodea, he knew that the 3 on one side are not going to be effective until the 3 on the other side were going to be designated, and Moshe wasn't able to designate those other ones because he wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Va'omar, nevertheless, he said, Mitzvah sheba'ol liyadai akayemeno. A mitzvah that I can do, even if it's not effective, even if it's not the complete mitzvah, but it's a good deed, it's going in the right direction, akayemeno, let me fulfill it. And that's the beauty, the motivation, the passion of Moshe to do mitzvahs. But again, as our Mishnah is describing, it was not effective until the other 3 were also designated. The Mishnah continues, U'mechavanos lehen derachim, and the directions were marked on the street. You should designate it so that people will be able, if they're in such a situation, to be able to flee quickly to the Ir Miklat. This, the Mefarshim say, is in contrast to Yerushalayim, which did not have signs. There was no such mitzvah to make signs pointing to Yerushalayim. And the Mefarshim explain, in order that person going to Yerushalayim should have to knock on people's doors and ask, what is the direction to Yerushalayim? Why are you going to Yerushalayim? I'm going to bring a korban. I'm going to be Ola Regel. I'm going to become close to Hashem, to speak to the Kohanim. It should be public. Whereas the Ir Miklat, the person killed Bishogeg, we don't need publicity on that, and we don't need to delay him. We got to get him there quickly. In fact, the Mishnah states, U'mosim lam shnei tamidei chachamim, we send two Torah scholars with this person who killed by mistake, Shema Yahargenu Baderech, lest he be killed on the way. What are we talking about? He might be killed. So there's the section in Torah dealing with killing Bishogeg tells us that there's a concept of the Goel Hadam, the avenger, a close relative to the person who was killed by mistake, and that he is able to proceed and kill the killer, which is a concept that certainly deserves commentary. We'll just try to touch on the concept right now by starting with why exactly is the person who killed by mistake obligated to go to Golos, to an Ir Miklat? What is the function? What is the point? And it's referred to as a kapara, as an atonement. So the Mefarshim, including the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Yud, caution us that a person can kill by mistake and think is a mistake. Mistakes happen. It's a mistake. And he just kind of says, I'm sorry, and moves on. And it's important for him to understand how chamor, how serious what just happened is, that a person died because of him, even if it wasn't his carelessness, but somehow Bishogeg, someone killed because of him, and it's to be taken very seriously. We have in general the question, why does Shogeg need atonement? And one of the answers is because, even though it's by mistake, but had you been more careful, it wouldn't have happened by any chet. And certainly over here, where someone died, someone's life was put to an end because of his behavior, it's something very serious that we're dealing with. We have a Gemara that describes that one of the Talmudic scholars felt deficient, felt wanting, when he found out that a child was killed in his proximity, that his Torah and good deeds weren't able to protect. He felt deficient. He felt that that speaks badly. And certainly the person himself who caused this mistaken death needs to appreciate what happened here. The Chinuch writes that the atonement of going from one city to a different city, it's almost like dying. It's interesting that we use the same word for a person who's leaving a town and a person who's leaving this world, meaning by his funeral. We use the word levaya, levaya. We accompany the person. It's a very significant journey. He's leaving this world. It's a levaya. He's leaving the city. Shenifrad ha'ada me'ohavav me'eretz moladato. A person who's leaving from his loved ones, from his established home, from the place where he grew up, for example. And he's leaving it. So it's like he's dying from this place. He's moving on. And the person, by going into Galus, even though he leaves hastily, and there is perhaps not much Levaya, But that idea of leaving one place and dying from it, so to speak, is a significant part of the atonement. Likewise, we might add that the fact that the Goel Adam, the Avenger, could kill him, although we send two scholars with him, we don't want the Goel Adam to kill him. If the Goel Adam would ask us, we would say it was Bishogeg, don't take it out on him. But the fact that there is this possibility that the Goel Adam could kill him is perhaps an element of panic and fear that he could be killed, that is a kapara, that he's experiencing that experience through this mitzvah of galus and arei miklat. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.